If we need to clean the closets, most of us have a garage sale. When Cher decides to get rid of a few things, she has an auction. Here's day-to-day senior producer Steve Proffitt.
Personal effects, furniture, costumes, and gowns, tons of stuff Cher has collected over the years goes on auction today in Los Angeles. I got a preview, and since I know nothing about furniture or fashion, I invited someone who does to join me. He's pop culture writer and day-to-day contributor Charles Phoenix.
The costumes are all pure Sonny and Cher and all that, by Bob Mackie, of course. Then all this goth furniture, and some of it's not so goth. It's kind of a combination between goth and out of control Liberace, maybe a little. I mean, don't tell Cher I said that.
Cher wasn't at the preview. Apparently, she's in Europe. But lots of fans and collectors showed up at the Beverly Hilton Hotel to gaze at the gowns and marvel at the array of audacious, oversized furniture. You can see some of this stuff at our website, npr.org.
Okay, this furniture would be perfect for Hearst Castle.
But it's the costumes, the outrageous Bob Mackie designs Cher began wearing on the Sonny and Cher TV show in the early 70s that the fans and collectors were most interested in.
She's over the top. She pushes it. You always look forward to what's Cher going to wear? What's she going to do? I mean, she's just, I think she's fun.
That's Marilee Houser taking in the show with her sister Diana. Pretty soon, Charles has them singing.
Babe.
Bum, 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 bum.
I got you, babe.
Bum, 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 bum.
I got you, babe.
I got flowers.
Along with the fans, there are serious collectors. Charles and I spot a guy checking out a gown. He's got a flashlight, a magnifying glass, and a pair of white cotton gloves.
Excuse me, you dropped your white glove.
He's James Commissar, curator of the Commissar Collection.
The world's largest archive of television artifacts.
Commissar is a serious buyer, ready to spend big bucks on Cher costumes.
The beaded dresses created by Bob Mackie are probably touchstones of the entire decade of 1970s. I mean, we look at these garments and they look a little over the top, a little whimsical, but in the 70s we all wanted to be these people. We wanted to be Sonny and Cher. And each of these, I think, is a great treasure worth many thousands of dollars.
Commissar expects some of the Mackie gowns to fetch as much as 20 grand. Some of the furnishings may go for even more. Charles found one of the auctioneers, Laura Woolley. She proved Charles Phoenix is a man who knows his furniture.
Would you agree with me the home decor style of Cher could easily be summed up in two words, Hearst Castle?
Well, a number of pieces here are from Hearst Castle.
What?
Yes, Cher, it seems, picked up some of the stuff originally collected by William Randolph Hearst. And before I know it, Charles has cajoled this sophisticated auctioneer into another little musical tribute.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
As we're about to leave, Charles spots the designer, Bob Mackie, who has 40 years of experience making costumes for Cher.
Does she give you an idea of what she wants, or
well,
do you come up?
She didn't used to, but now she sits and thinks about all of her fantasies, and then I hear about them all.
Well, that sounds like kind of fun.
Well, you know,
sitting on this goth sofa right here, perhaps?
Oh, perhaps, yes. Well, she's heading for a new look these days.
Okay, well, God knows we all are, so that's a good thing.
Writer Charles Phoenix with designer Bob Mackie. The Cher auction continues through tomorrow, and it includes her 2005 Bentley Continental GT Coupe. I wonder if it still smells like Cher. Steve Proffitt, NPR News.
And when I'm
down,
sad,
you're a clown.
And when something
I get scared, you're always around.
Put your little hand in mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can't climb.